And we're talking with Joanne Hughes from the Renaissance Shop. What's new, Joanne?
Oh, we always have new things. But before I start telling you what's in new this week, I want to, so I don't forget, I want to remind people that we always need all sorts of wrapping, packing paper, you know, bubble wraps, shopping bags, things like that. Because that really saves a lot of money that can all go, you know, for our effort, you know, raising money for the V&A. And it really adds up, and people are getting rid of it anyway, so they might as well, you know, we're happy to take it. We really are.
Yeah, that's something to think about. If you have bubble wrap.
You know, we're getting, a lot of people are shopping from home now, you know, for the essentials. And every week. I mean, we can't use the big Walmart boxes or anything like that, but the smaller boxes, you know, because we sell a lot of dishes. And so, of course, that takes a lot of so, you know, things like bubble wrap and everything, it really does save us money.
Yeah.
So bring it on in. We're really happy to take it.
Mm-hmm.
We got four really nice leather dining chairs.
Wow.
Really, really nice. It would save someone a lot of money. And gosh, I have a lot of leather, you know, sofas and everything. Really lasts forever.
Yeah.
And it's always a good look. And we got a pretty wingback chair, which is the fabric is like an Asian design, and it's blue and peach. Very, very good looking. Very. And we have two overstuffed Ethan Allen chairs, which are in perfect condition. Ethan Allen is, they make really nice things.
Yeah, they do.
And we have a very good looking painted sideboard, which is a little unusual. And, you know, that they're always handy to either put, you know, you can use them in so many different areas. A lot of people just, you know, put them against the wall for lamps or something like that. But they're nice behind a sofa, you know, for books and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a long mahogany dining table, a drop leaf, really beautiful. And everything that's coming in is really such good quality.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I don't know if I mentioned it. We have I think I did mention it, but it has not sold. We got it in last week, a three-piece corner, a shelving unit. It's really a corner office. So it takes up quite a bit of room, but it's nice. It's set into the corner, and there's a work area, workspace would be nice for a laptop right in the middle of it. So they're floor-to-ceiling bookshelves, places for, you know, reference books and things like that. It has a place for everything.
And it fits in a corner.
The corner's always wasted space.
Yeah.
You know, it seems that no matter what the size of the house, there's never enough room to organize.
And the truth.
This is nice, especially if you have a smaller room you're turning into an office. And we mentioned before, you know, so many people now that are working from home, they need a nice, quiet place. And I've talked to people that have turned an extra bedroom into a work area.
Yeah.
And they really enjoy working from home. and they do it with gas going up. It saves a lot of money on commuting, for sure.
Yeah, I bet it does.
So this would really, it has a place for a lamp. I think it has lights within the unit, but it's really got a place for just about everything in the printer and the whole works.
Wow.
Let me see. We have, along with that, we also get a lot of office chairs, really excellent ones. You need a comfortable office chair. And we get other office supplies, you know, like printers and desk lamps. And we just got a new keyboard. Someone got an iPad and they ordered a keyboard, that goes with it. And that's brand new. Forget the name, Zag or something like that.
Never used, huh?
Yeah, no, it looks like it was never used.
Wow.
You know, don't we all buy things that we never use?
Well, but sometimes it doesn't work out.
We still have a few incredible Red Dot items left, which really I thought would go out the door right away. But of course, people are careful what they buy. And if they don't, it's not a great deal unless you can really use it, right? Because you're still wasting money. But I think what a lot of people do, they come in and they think about maybe they were going to order something. Maybe they need, a table or a new dining room table or a new coffee table. and they're not sure, and they go home and measure first, you know. So we'd still have some really excellent items, dressers and everything, that have the 50% off. So it was markdown, but then on top of the markdown price, it's 50% off of that. So it's practically, I mean, it's really low.
You're practically giving it away.
That's right. And the nice thing about it is, with, you know, people ordering things, everything seems to be so backed up. I know I just got new computers, but people are getting worried about everything that's, that's not being on the shelves now. And the nice thing about a shop like ours, you can come in and find what you need, maybe exactly what you're going to order.
That's true.
You know, and you can get it right away. And I was looking at some of the printers, and it's amazing. I'm not sure why, but we get some still in the box, and it looks like they've never been used. I know I've seen things there that, you know, have never been unpacked. So if you're shopping for something like that, come in and take a look and see if that's something you could use.
Yeah, definitely. It'll save you a lot of money.
Don't we all want to save money? And the nice thing about it is we have a shop wall. For a while, we weren't carrying books. And I thought, well, you know what? People really, sometimes they're just coming in and they're browsing, or they're going to the dentist or to the laundromat or something, and they come in looking for a book and something that they may order from Amazon and pay $25 for. We're selling in the shop for $2. Because I know my husband has found books in there that were.
That's a deal.
And so they'll come in to maybe see what we have, and they'll look around and maybe find something else they need. And we did get a lot of vintage books in, really classics, well taken care of. But it's always interesting to see what we have.
Yeah, sounds like an
experience. And the kitchen supply in the barn is really well stocked. And talking about gadgets, and I was looking for a new ice cream scoop, and to have an extra. We usually have an extra one around. And I was in Hannaford's, and I think they were $5 or $6, $5.49 or something like that. And I thought, wow, the items like that we have, you know, I don't know what, I didn't check to see if we have an ice cream scoop, for example, but we sell like kitchen gadgets, you know, like knives or all sorts of things.
Egg beaters.
Things that you need in the kitchen, can openers and stuff like that. Of the price, and sometimes it might be in your junk drawer. A lot of the items that are donated are things when people are emptying out a second home, so they do have, that's why there are items still in the boxes, and or maybe they took them out and they still look like they've never been used.
Yep, that makes sense.
So we have pots and pans and dishes and wine glasses are a great buy in our shop, and they're all really beautiful ones, about $2 a piece. You know, people are very generous in the area.
And that's a good reminder right there. Everything that you buy at the Renaissance Shop goes to help the Lake Sunapee Region Visiting Nurse Association.
It sure does, and also it helps the community.
So, the Renaissance Shop is located at 107 Newport Road.
107 Newport Road in New London, 526-6711.
Great. Well, Joanne, it's always fun to hear about what's at that store, and we can't wait to hear what's there next week.
No, until we see it.
That's right. Well, thanks, Joanne.
Have a good week.